I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, guys. So this week on Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, we welcome the hilarious Tanya Bardsley. She's fab, well worth a listen. However, this is a disclaimer. At the same time that she was on the pod, she was actually getting her garden done. Multitasking. It's 2021. It's got to be done. So there is a little bit of background noise. I'm so sorry it's a little bit annoying, but please bear with us because, like I say, it's a great ep.
Every time Phil texts me, I just text back, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. For 3 years, but like, he was consistent. God loves a trier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by none other than businesswoman, reality TV star, and all-round northern mega babe, it's Tanya Bardsley! Woo!
Intro, bloody lovely.
Did you like it? I write them myself, Tan.
Do you? Yeah. You're bloody clever, you. Yeah.
How are you, mate? I've got to start by asking how you are, because the last time we've spoke, you've fucking stressed to death.
Oh, God. Well, on Friday, I was in a photo shoot, and it's school holidays and everything, and I've just worked myself into the ground. I worked myself to a seizure, because I've been on these ADHD tablets and everything. And they change your appetite. And I kept having heart palpitations and stuff. And just like every other moment, just trying to get everything worked, trying to be perfect in every area of my life. My body and brain just shut down. So I'm feeling a bit better today, but I've just been like exhausted. I think I was getting loads of warnings in my body, like just slow down. And I think it just, my body and that just said, no, we've had enough of you now. You get in bed. Get in bed now. Yeah. So it was weird.
You're not listening to the warning signs. Yeah. You're not heeding like anything. We're just gonna force you to relax.
Yeah.
Me.
Fucking lie down. Yeah. So it was really scary. But Phil's actually banned me from my phone, but he's in training now, so that's why I'm on the phone to you. He said he's going to put it in the safety deposit box of all his watches.
Yeah. Mate, like, I know, I'm so grateful like that Phil has gone and we can chat, because like I've been really excited about this. But for reals though, Tan, you do need to look after yourself, mate. You've got so much going on. 4 kids, loads of businesses, like a busy TV career. A dog, mate, I don't know how you do it all, honestly.
Oh, my dog. Now you know how it feels with a dog. How hard are they? I just looked out the window and he's been in the fucking bins. He's like a hippo. He's the biggest bulldog I've ever seen. He's like a hippo. So he just barges the bins and then just scrams everything in it. When it was really hot, I had to get in a bucket because he's eating every single paddling pool, about 10 paddling pools. And Phil keeps saying, oh, we're going to have to change his food. It's not agreeing with him. I went, no, he's eating 2 fucking TV remotes and a fucking Spider-Man. It has nothing to do with his fucking food. He's a fucking hippo.
Oh, that Baker's is not agreeing with his tummy.
No, he's a fucking gannet. He's eating a brick outside as well.
Honestly, Erkan's exactly the same with Milo. He's like, Vicky, you've got to stop giving him bits off your plate. I'm like, Erkan, I watched him eat fox shit earlier today. Like, do you honestly think it's my lean turkey sausages that are making him naughty?
It's the fucking batteries out of the fucking remote full.
He's fucking on double A's, man. He's charged to death.
I might eat a battery. Fucking low. Oh, God.
Honestly, babe, you've got a full plate is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And this house is just like a madhouse.
I've blocked Erkan this morning because he's getting that much on me tits, so he's rang us off his pal's phone.
Why have you blocked him?
Oh, because the dog's come in this morning, right? So the dog's gone out on a walk and he's got so muddy. And like, you know, honestly, Tan, like labs love it. And it's not even just like a little bit of mud, like mucky paws. It's like that black claggy tar stuff. And it's
all over his belly.
Up to his chin. So I got him in the back. I was cleaning him in the paddling pool, but he hates it. So he's wriggled away, ran all over our light grey garden furniture. Come inside. I thought I had the back door locked, but he's managed to sneak his little nose in, gone straight upstairs and straight on that bedding that I was telling you about, and he's just got it absolutely manky. Brand new white company sheets, fucking ready for the bin. So I told Erkan, and Erkan's like just blaming me for everything, so I blocked him.
Yeah, block him. Don't need that negativity in our lives. Block him.
I don't
need... Get out.
Because I'm mature as well. I'm above the arguing, Tan. That's what
you and that dog, get out. I get you. I'd love to kick the kids out. I'd love to block the kids, but they just come barging in. I actually say I'm going to block Rocco every time I go out. Honestly, Bell's my phone out. I have to say to him, I will cut your contract off if you ring me one more time. You're like a stalker. It's like a stalker has come out of my womb.
But, like, it's getting to be the end of the summer holidays, though, mate. Like, surely they're going back to school soon. You're going to get a little bit of peace and quiet, no?
Oh, I can't wait. Honestly, I'm not even going to stop the car at the school. I'm just going to literally just keep it running and boot them out. Bye! It's been emotional.
It's been real.
I will literally be out, like, have you ever seen all those memes? Like, memes. Are they called memes or memes? I've never. I was going to shout that at my daughter because I say it wrong. Like say no fucking coughing. I think it's like Tommy Shelby or thingy. That will literally be me. Do not cough once because you are not coming home.
You're going back.
You're going back. That's soul destroying though. Just it happened last half term, and I was waiting to send them back because the three wild boys. Gabriella's good now because she's 19. Because I don't bloody see her. She's off unless she needs money. So they're just wild and they have no concept of, like, they might kill each other when they jump off a wardrobe onto each other's heads or something. Like, why can't you just walk past each other without giving each other a dead arm? Why? It's weird.
So they are just, like, three wild boys, right? And I totally get that. But, like, you've got to be really proud of them, Tan. Like, honestly, I see pictures, mate.
Yeah.
And they're the cutest family. You've got the cutest family, without a doubt.
Oh, I am. I am so, so grateful. But they're bloody hard work. But they're just mini daddy. They're just mini daddy in every way because he's bloody wild as well. And I thought he'd show signs of, like... I'm the one that's diagnosed with ADHD and I keep going, you're defo more ADHD than me. Fucking hell. You're defo higher on the spectrum than me, mate. I'm telling you, there's not a chance I'm more ADHD than you. I just don't get it.
Can I ask, mate, right, so when did you meet Phil? How old were you?
So I was a single mum and I was struggling for money and everything. It's going way, way back. And I found out about the power of positive thinking. Mm-hmm. And you can have whatever you want. So I did all these things like vision boards and everything. And it said, don't focus on what you think you can have, focus on what you really, really want. So there was this FHM and I had Carmen Electra on. So I was visualising that and I put that on my vision board. And I ended up being the first non-celebrity to be on FHM through this, what was it called? This competition called
like a big
High
competition.
Street Honeys.
Oh, I remember High Street Honeys, mate.
Yeah, so I won the first one of that. So I outsold J-Lo's front cover because she was the highest one and everything. And Phil saw me on that. I think I did like 7 front covers for them in the end. And Phil kept seeing me, like, and he kept texting me off his Nokia 3210. But there was a lot of footballers back then, like, texting me. And I kept going to shoots and all these other models are, like, crying, going, oh, this footballer. And I thought, oh, I'm not getting into that footballer life. They all cheat. So I just, every time Phil texts me, I just text back, fuck off, for 3 years. But, like, he was consistent. The others fucked off and he just kept staying around like a bad smell, bless him. Anyway, the winner takes it all. God loves a trier.
Oh, fucking fair play to him. Like, he knew what he wanted and he kept grafting
away.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I think he's got it now, like.
Oh, no, mate. Like, I feel like, I think he probably thinks he's like, all his Christmases have come at once. You could still do an FHM cover, you. Fucking well, I.
Oh, well, when I got with him, I had all the free underwear and stuff from modelling. And now it's like, nothing matches. I've got like old, like, they've got holes in. Like, why? I just never like underwear shopping. It's so expensive. It's a waste of money. No one sees it. I have the same Spanx that was £5 off Amazon, but they fit like a glove and they're really fibre, but you just don't, can't find them anymore, so they just rinse them out. It's like, ooh, gosh, they're out again then.
Honestly, mate, I feel the same. Like, I remember, like, when I come out the jungle, I got, like, a massive Ann Summers contract, like, face and body, and I did that for, like, a couple years, and, like, oh, God, my underwear drawers were absolutely bursting at the seams, mate, with, like, lacy shit, black stuff, crotchless bits, like, vibrators galore. I had the lot, right? And, like, obviously I went out with some right knackers, but, like, now I'm going out with Erkan, and even though he's blocked...
Knackers?
Yes, right knackers. Even though he's blocked, right, like, he is a nice man, and he deserves, like, you know, some black lacy, some crotchless, and all I do is bomb around in, like, sports bras and, like, fucking nude. For some reason, I'm always in nude M&S briefs.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel so sorry for him, because even though he's in the doghouse today, like, he definitely doesn't deserve nude M&S briefs every day, the poor prick.
Oh, you're going to have to buy him a crotchless, red crotchless or something.
I just couldn't do the briefs these days.
Oh, no one want me in crotchless, bloody hell. I won't have a kebab with them kids. It's that's what I'm going to treat myself to. It's disgusting. Oh, God, it'd be like some off embarrassing bodies.
Stop it, mate.
Oh, I'm just visualising myself in crotchless.
Oh, my God. I once did a... Oh my God, get on this. So I once did a 100-mile bike ride tan, right? And it was for, I know, you already know where I'm going with this. It was for charity.
It was like a blood orange.
it was called the 300 as well. So it wasn't just like your average Sunday afternoon bike ride. It was like constant hammering on me gusset, right?
Oh.
Awful. And I remember, like, after something like mile 75, I actually fell off. And, like, took all the skin off me arms. And, like, oh, honestly, so I couldn't really rest on my arms. So it was even more pressure on me. None. By the time I was finished and I got home, like, my lady was putting. Like, you know when you get, like, a pulse in something? And I swear, when I got home, like, I couldn't even move. I was so upset. Erkan described my undercarriage as a punched lasagna. I fucking hated him, but he was so right. So right.
Oh, it's a shame for us women. It's a shame.
It is.
Oh, God.
I feel like we get such a raw end of the deal.
I know. Imagine them pushing the freaking baby out of their little hole.
A bell hole.
But it'd go all frilly in that, wouldn't it?
It would be like an umbrella, but like
it would. With frilly like that.
Oh, right, I'm gonna get off fannies and I'm gonna move on seamlessly. Segue.
And it's a morning. No drink. Punch lasagnas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Let's move on. So, right, you are probably most recognisable as being one of the amazing faces of ITV's fantastic show, Real Housewives of Cheshire. When did you join it? Original, weren't you?
Yeah, I started right at the beginning, so there's only me left now. Lauren had a break, but then now she's back, so it's only me and Lauren who, like, originally started, so yeah. Dinosaurs of ITVB.
What's made you stick around when everyone else has sort of come and gone or decided to leave? Do you just love it, Tan?
I think I'm Taurus. I don't like change. I'm very loyal. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect for me because I've got four kids and they come film in my house and the crew have become like family. Yeah. So I just love it. I don't like arguing. I'm crap at arguing. But it's not supposed to be about arguing. But when you get lots of strong women in a room with different opinions and stuff, it goes off, doesn't it? With menopause and PMT and like drink thrown on top, like. Ugh. I do love it.
There's always something going off. Like, speaking, like, obviously my background was reality TV as well, and fuck me, like, you'd be hard pushed.
Yeah.
I think pretty much Real Housewives of Cheshire is one of the only reality TV shows I haven't fucking done, mate.
You should come on.
A little cameo.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I'd fucking live for it, mate. I absolutely love the show. Like, I often find, like, you know, when I was on Jordy Shore, like, I found, like, it to be so much pressure all the time. Like, people expect so much from you, like, with a constructed reality series like that. And, like, they want you to be controversial. They want you to be opinionated. They want you to be strong. They want you to be wild. They want you to be all these things all at once. And it weighed really heavy on me. I don't know if that was just me age, Tan. Like, I was 22 when I joined. Like, I think I'd be a different person if I did it now. But, you know, I found it really difficult. Have there ever been, like, moments like that for you where you're like, I can't be this Tanya Barzi who everyone wants me to be anymore?
I think I'm just a reality producer's dream because I've got ADHD, so all of that just comes naturally to me. I just say what I think and it's just there. But afterwards I get anxiety going, oh God, I'm upset. Yeah. Why did I say that? But that's just me in life anyway, because I just say what I see. And it's because I've got none of that, what do they call it, filter?
A filter. I didn't know if it was a filter or a muzzle, but...
yeah, I've got no muzzle. No, but Phil would love to muzzle me, honestly. we always laugh because when someone kicks off like a family do or something and he looks at me and I always go, all I said was... and that's the thing. All I said was, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, mate, but, like, you're exactly right. You're like a producer's dream in that sense, but you're a proper fan favourite as well, Tan. Like, every time I must admit, like, whenever I watch it, like, I get a bit of anxiety because it takes me back to Geordie Shore days, you know, and when I probably had too much to drink and I was kicking off and shouting, and that feeling when you woke up the next day and I was like, who do I have to apologise to?
That's the worst feeling ever, and then you've got to go and film with them,
I'm really sorry, like, your little tail between your legs and that. So
it's even worse when it comes out and you have to see them after they've seen what you've said about them, talking about them on camera, I'm like, oh, hiya.
It's probably why, like, I was talking to Ori, S.A.O.R.I. Dubat, and he was like, oh, have you watched the new series of SES? And I was like, honestly, mate, I've never watched anything I've been in. And I was like, he was like, are you joking? I was like, no, but I think, like,
I don't.
Yeah. I think when you've come from, like, a reality TV background, and especially something that's, you know, quite fast paced, like, quite controversial, there's an awful lot of opinions and tennis flaring. Like, you learn to just avoid it because it's going to, like, watching it is going to be quite...
Yeah, you relive it.
Yeah, you do, mate. And it was hard enough the first time. I think sitting back and watching
I was anxious the first time, don't need to watch it. And I was there, I know what I said.
Yeah, and I fucking stand by it, but I don't need to hear it again.
They were a twat.
He is a cunt with a quiz. Right.
Oh, I'd love to film with you, Vicky. My jaw is hurting already.
Bless you. So, obviously, we've watched so many, like, ups and downs with you and the lasses from The Real Housewives of Cheshire. For me, the dynamic between you and Dawn Ward was, like, always, like, compulsive viewing. You've described her as, like, your toxic sister. What's your friendship like now?
So me and Dawn don't really speak now. Well, we don't speak at all. We've not spoken in years. But yeah, we find that's just best. It's just best. We just,
You can't be friends. You can't be best mates with everyone, Tan. And like, it's often difficult when you're all, because you're all very strong women. Do you know what I mean? So I totally get it. Like, you are not only a mum of four, not only a dog mom, not only a reality TV star, you've got loads of other, like, irons in the fire. You're also running so many successful businesses, Tan. Can I ask a question, right? Do you feel like you always had this, like, element of drive and determination and, like, you were going to succeed and you wanted to work hard? Or do you think that you are working this hard because you have a WAG label and you're determined to be more?
I think it's a bit of both. I didn't always have it. Why I work so hard is because when I was a single mum, it was Gabriella's second birthday and I couldn't afford to buy her any presents. I remember crying. I went to my bank and I thought I'd been paid and I hadn't. And I was crying in Tesco car parks, couldn't afford to buy him any toys. And just that feeling of never being able to, not being able to buy your daughter something. I've got the scarcity thing of never having any money again. So I never say no to any work, hence having a fucking seizure and fucking flopping over. but I'm just so scared of being that skint again, because it was such a hard time. And I'm sure lots of people out there just to know how hard it is. Where, you know, when you've got bills coming in, you don't know how you're going to pay it, and it's just that dark sinking feeling. And so I've just always work.
It's honestly, it's so admirable. Like, you've got like a number of labels, like, you know, reality TV star, you've got like housewife, you've got like WAG, whatever. But like, I actually don't feel like any of them like suit who you are. Like, to me, you're a businesswoman, Tan. Like, you're hard work and you're determined. Like, you've put, like, yes, it's been a touch meet and fill and we all love them, we're pleased, but like, you are the one who's made yourself successful.
I think I'm just a girl who's winging it and just says yes to every bit of work she can because I'm scared of being skint. And luckily I get good labels, but yeah, I'm just a fucking woman, a girl that's, I didn't do that well at school. Now I know I had ADHD, but no fucking focus. But I have lots of ideas because I've got loads of things going on in my head. And yeah, I'm just fucking winging it.
Like, we're all absolutely winging it. Like, I love to think, like, you know, when something comes off that you've always really wanted and you think, oh, I've manifested that, or, oh, like, this is what I've been working for. Oh, you know, it's a lot of luck. We're all just hoping things go right, aren't we? So, you're not alone in that one. And, like, I'm sure for a lot of, like, single women or a lot of, like, young mums or whatever, you're an inspiration how you've managed to, like, turn your, like, self around. So, fucking, don't be so modest. You're smashing it.
Oh, thank you. But when I was a single mum, I had three jobs as well. I was a cleaner, I worked in a cafe, and I worked in a police station. So,
What did you do in a police station?
Well, washing big pans in the military police station. Oh, I was shit as well. I was always getting told off.
Honestly, mate, I've always been a grafter as well. I completely can. I was always crap at my little part-time jobs. I sold shots and I drank more than I sold.
Oh God! Well, luckily I never worked in. I used to go to Tall Trees and Empire. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
And then go and work in the police, and then go on the Friday, and then go to the police station like that, hiding in the mock cupboards, like, oh fuck. Oh, it was awful. Oh man. Oh, yeah. Gives me the heebie-jeebies, how ill I used to be. And my little blue tabard with my fags in my pocket.
You could still rock that tabard, I'm sorry, I can see you.
Oh yeah. You used to have my dinner down it and everything. Oh god. Good old days.
Bless you. So, like, apart from all your businesses and like little your professional life, you've also got like a chocker personal life with four kids. There's no more on the horizon, is the Tan? Are you done?
I am done. So lockdown taught me and Phil that we do not need any more fucking kids. I've got too many. Like, honestly, it was horrific. And then the homeschooling, like, I'm dyslexic as well. Phil's dyslexic. One of our kids is dyslexic. I'm like, it was fucking no hope. What? We've got no hope fucking teaching them. I couldn't even do Ralphie's, and he's fucking four. So, yeah, he's had the snip.
Yeah.
He had a double hernia and then he went in. Yeah, he's had the snip. He had it about 2 months ago. But not the Thai one. He's had the full-on singe on his balls. Like, no more. We are done.
So the Thai one's, like, all reversible. It's kind of like, you know, I don't think I want any more, yeah. But there's, like, never say never.
Yeah.
But the one he's had is, like, no, fuck this. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, done. Which I was then surprised at, because I thought there would be no cum after. You know, like those Bloom pumper-uppers? Like, it just goes with the air.
Yeah, yeah, I
thought when he come, it'd be like that, just come, like, popping out air, but... Yeah, so this cum came out and I was like touching it, going, oh, smells like, yeah, same, oh, same, everything's the same. I was like, do you not fucking try to trap me, are you?
I can't handle you being some sort of like sommelier, but for cum.
Oh, yeah, I like the smell. just getting edited.
So, right, well, I mean, that's interesting. I didn't know. What's the difference then if it's still coming out?
I don't know. I think the reds are just like tipped aside. I don't know.
You
maybe they turn around and they're going backwards or something. I don't know.
What advice would you give your younger self?
Just be kind to yourself. Control how you speak to yourself. Because I'm still trying to do this now. I think there's so many. I think we bully ourselves in our head. There's things we say to ourselves in our head, and it's just learning to stop. And I think it's just recognizing it and stopping it and just replacing it with something positive, because we wouldn't speak to our best friend like that. So I think, yeah, God, I have absolutely terrorized myself all my life in my own head. So yeah, that would be my advice. Stop bullying yourself.
It's mad, isn't it? Like, I read all these things online and they always say, like, talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best mate. And, like, it is, isn't it? Like, if someone cheats on your best friend, you're like, he's a fucking... Like, he didn't deserve you anyway. You're a fucking queen. Like, he's a scumbag. You're perfect. But if someone cheats on you, you're like, what did I do wrong? I wasn't good enough. Like, if I was thinner, if I was pretty... You know? And it's madness. So, like, I do think as we get older, like, we mellow, we're kinder to ourselves almost. But I don't know about you, mate. I'm 34 this year. I still feel like I've got a long way to go.
Yeah, I think it's, do you know what, with your mind, it's like your ass. If you don't train your ass, it's going to go floppy. If you don't train your mind, it's going to go floppy. And you can't just do one meditation. You can't just go to the gym and be like fucking Cindy Crawford. You've got to keep doing it, otherwise it's a big jellyfish head. So I have my morning routine and I wake up and say nice things about myself before I go, shut up, kids, just shut up. Phil, where's my coffee?
Give mum 5 minutes.
Shut the fuck up. So wake up, my morning routine. I pray. This is a new thing.
Okay.
Well, I used to. Oh God, my mum's just drove into Gabriella. What are you doing? Have you just mum? Have you hit a car? Did you crash into her? Oh, she can't hear because the gardener. You've crashed your car. Go on. She's like, can't hit Gardner. I can't hit because it's Gardner. Did you feel your car shut her?
Has anybody been hurt? Is everyone all right?
No, it's only a little bump, but Gabriella's just drove off quick. She's a bump and ride, that one.
A smash and gnash?
She's a smash and gnash, especially the gate. Gates like that. Was it me? I was going to see you on the cameras. She's just took it off.
Tanya, I'm going to use that to say this is the end of part one. Will you come back in part two?
I will.
Brilliant. I want to hear about your morning routine.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.